Small but Mighty comes to mind when I was reading about this. Fowlerville High School Robotics is headed off to not just state, not just regional, not just national, world robotics championships. They're in Houston this week. And joining us is one of their coaches, if not the coach. I don't know how you coach a robotics team, but he's Mike Daly. And Mike, welcome to your morning wake up. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
These are exciting times for you, aren't they? Huh?
Yeah,
How do you become, first of all, I got to get to your team and the kids, because that's a great story. That's like a Samson and, or I mean, a Goliath and, was it David and Goliath? I had to get my stories right.
Yep, yep,
but
yep.
But so how do you, as a teacher, become a coach of a robotics team? Do you have any, did you ever do any robotics stuff ever?
Well, I'm not a teacher. I'm an engineer. I work for General Motors.
Okay.
I got a lot of mechanical and machine design background, so that's where I come from.
There you go.
I've always been interested in like electromechanical type things and build my own stuff. And then I got tapped on the shoulder a few years ago to do help an underserved team out in Eaton Rapids, and that's how I got started.
You were the kid when you were like 10 years old. You had the Radio Shack, make your own electronics sort of board, and then you had a construction set and you put them together. I bet you're that guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I was the kid that rode a motorcycle down the hallway for a science class that ran on propane.
Don't say that out loud. Someone's going to get an idea.
I had permission.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about your team. Are they the smallest team in competition?
It's the smallest team we've ever run into. We've competed with another team that was five students, and they were another awesome team. But most of them, you know, they vary somewhere between 15 and 40. That looks manageable. I've seen teams over 100.
Wow. And see, to me, if you're a robotics team, you get to 100 kids, even 50. You're going to – it can be oversized, can it not?
Yeah, I bet some of the team members don't even know the names of the others, but they're probably broken down into sub-teams. Like there's a mechanical team, a coding team, maybe a finance team, like a business. We don't have any of those luxuries at all.
But,
yeah, they'll break it down, and maybe that's part of like a class that's part of a curriculum in one of the high schools.
Fowlerville High School robotics team. Who knew that there's robotics. I mean, I knew certain schools have robotics teams and stuff, but this is a fairly new sort of invention, isn't it?
Yeah, it was started in 2018. One of the mentors is like a parent alumni from 2018. He's still around. But it's only been around since 2018. COVID was part of it. That kind of slowed things down for a year. But we try to get out and do as much outreach, just let people know what we're doing. But it is a small town, so it is hard to get members.
Name the five kids on this team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so do you want me to go names and what they do?
What's their specialty?
To give them the credit. So Cameron, he's our coding guy. Most teams have a coding team. He's our only guy. He does all our autonomous strategy, camera integration, all the controls, the navigation of the robot during autonomous situations. So that's all one person. Then there's Tyler. He's mostly the designer, does all the CAD work, prototype fabrication. He does all the design work in CAD. There's Spencer. He's manufacturing. He does all the computer-aided manufacturing and CNC work. He also helps out with early design and testing and such. Jason, he's exactly the same. He's more of the manufacturing. He's been picking up CAD. He's a new member. He's starting to do CAD work, CNC work, helps with the designs. And all the testing. And then Hunter, he's mostly our hands-on and fabrication, and helps with all the build elements for testing.
And that's funny because, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Five young people, I say kids, but these are young adults who are going, yeah. I mean, are these seniors, juniors? What are they?
We don't have any seniors yet. So maybe it's three juniors. I'm not exactly sure the breakdown. We have no freshmen, so they're all kind of middle of high school. But, you know, they would be probably accepted in, if they apply for jobs right now, they'd be accepted in any of those industries I just mentioned. We work under such a time crunch that I think when they go out into industry, they're going to feel a little bit bored because the time crunch is not as not as dooming or impending. You know, so we have to get something ready to test, ready to compete on a particular weekend. We only have 6 weeks to build this robot, so the time.
But that's the thing. And that's the thing, Mike, is these kids, juniors in high school, when I was a junior in high school, well, there's a reason I went into radio, okay? It's the only thing, just talking. But, Mike, these are juniors. These, like you said, they could go and get hired today. So they're paving a way for not just their own career, but they got to be showing an example to coming up, other people wanting to join the robotics team. This is not going to be a one-and-done thing. This is a whole program at Fowlerville.
Right. And hope to keep what they call sustainability. Yeah, it'd be great to have more freshmen. We can even accept junior high because...
What?
It is possible to join the high school team in the junior high.
And there's things beyond Brainiac things, which I call all those Brainiac things, you know, coding, designer, stuff like that. To me, it's Brainiac stuff. But beyond that, think about this little team, ladies and gentlemen. Five young people, different backgrounds. They have Fowlerville, they're high school students. That's their common denominator and their love of robots and robotics and electronics and what have you. But they put all this coming together. I think maybe that's your job, Mike, is you take this mix, you make the soup, you just sort of, you could probably just stand off and hands off and let them roll, couldn't you?
Yeah. I try to make sure that we stay on a path right to completion, keep the dates out in front of them. But they're mostly self-driven as far as timing. We started out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6:30 and 9:00. Started on January 6th, and then we did 10 to 6 on Saturday. Then we started doing Monday through Friday, and then added Saturday. And then we, shortly thereafter, I think after 2 or 3 weeks of that, we just did 7 days. And we had one snow day, and we took April for Easter. We took Easter Sunday off. Those were the only 2 days we took off.
So,
and it's been every day.
I don't know if it's a secret, but can you share with us what this particular robot is going to do at the championships? Again, Fowlerville, ladies and gentlemen, Fowlerville high school robotics team going to the world championships in Houston. You fly out today, right?
Yeah. Yep. We're going to do a send off. I've got to leave in a few minutes here. We're going to do a send off through the high school. I've gotten to like 9 to 5. I'm good.
All right. What does the robot do? What's this robot do?
So what it does, it's kind of hard to describe over the phone because of the way the game elements are. So this game was designed, and it's all and it's held secretive until January 6th. And then it's a worldwide announcement what the game is. Ooh. The game has game pieces that look like little donuts. I say little; they're about a foot diameter, 2 inches tall donuts. And they're on the there's several of them on the floor, and then the robot has to autonomously find them on the field, pick them up, and then shoot them into a football goalpost. That's to shoot them into a goal that's at one end of the field, and it has 15 seconds to do as much of that as it can do. And then after 15 seconds, the autonomous period ends. There's a brief five second pause. I guess it might be for scoring. And then it goes into the more driver type of the game where it's a driver and a co-driver. So one person's driving the robot, moving it around in the field, and the other driver is the co-driver is then picking up the elements with certain buttons on the it's got like an Xbox controller is what we use. We have two Xbox controllers. And it does it wirelessly through Wi-Fi, and you can pick up the game elements and then score them in different one's a goal post, a high goal post is like 14 feet off the ground, and another one's like 2 feet off the ground. And it's played on a field that's carpeted and looks to be like a slightly scaled down basketball court. It's about the size of it. So you're playing three team members against another three team members, you and two alliances versus another robot and their two alliances. So there's like six robots on the field at any one time.
Think about, I mean, this is blowing my mind, man. These are high school kids. And so, and beyond just the technical part of knowing, they're team building, they're working together, they're working with others, but even creative thinking. When you got this unsealed, this project in January, mm-hmm. and you announced to your team, here's what we have to do, right away, what do? They start critical thinking and talking around a big conference table, I would think.
Yeah, so we're part of the Livingston County Robot Association, and usually there's like six or so teams in Livingston County. And we usually meet on January 6th, and they do the big game reveal. It's a worldwide reveal that FIRST Robotics does. And then you will do like the breakout sessions. We'll all go mechanical or strategy or coding. We'll break out into groups, and now we're talking with other members throughout Livingston County and kind of sharing ideas, and that kind of sets maybe an initial, either initial path that you want to take, or maybe you go through the ideas and say, those are the ideas we don't want to do. So, we do it. We start right away. It's within minutes of the game reveal. It's exactly when we're starting all the kind of setting down the paths that we have to take.
That is just amazing to me. We're talking with Mike Daly. He's the coach of Fowlerville High School Robotics. Well, good luck to you. How do we follow you guys? How can we? What's the name of the team?
So we go by. So 7506 is our team number. That's assigned to us by FIRST Robotics, and FIRST is for Inspiration Recognition of Science and Technology. FRC Fast Team is the Facebook where you could find contacts for. Our coach Ray Burr, and he's the one you'd want to contact if anyone's looking to join the team. Again, it's F as in Frank, Robert, Charlie, Fast Team, Fast as in Speedy Fast Team.
Yeah.
And that's the best way. Facebook is probably the best way to find all the contacts and keep up to date with what the team is doing. Would
all
you
right.
Mind to find the other team members, the other coaches and, other mentors? Do you have time for that?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So Ray Burr, he's a coach. He takes care of the people, places, who, when, where, and how. Me, I'm the Mike Daly, I'm the robot guy, mechanical design, all that stuff. There's Vaden Cook, he's a parent, and all the next three names are they're super parents. These are the guys that are always there for practice. They're helping, making sure we got food and get to and from places we need to be. Steve Schwartz, he's a parent and an alumni of two alumni from the team. And Erin Drummond, and she's the one that maintains Facebook, all of communications, and helps with lining up sponsors. Thanks for
the
time for that.
Good luck to you guys, and we're looking forward to big things from these kids. These are the leaders of tomorrow, people. This is so crazy.
These kids are awesome. They're awesome kids.
Yeah, and we can poo-poo our kids playing too many video games, but that's got to play into it a little bit. You can use those skills. Coach Mike Daly, the Fowlerville High School Robotics Team. You got to get a cool name, though, for the robotic team. You know, like, I don't know.
We go by the FAST team. FAST is Fowlerville Area Scientific Technicians. That's the moniker that was created.
Do you get to name the robot?
Yes, this robot this year is called Kurt, K-U-R-T, Kurt.
Okay.
Don't ask.
That's
don't
a cool
ask
name.
Me. This is what the kids come up with.
Kurt, Ralph, yeah. I don't know. I like it. Yeah. Hey, Mike, we'll let you go. Thanks a lot, buddy, and congratulations and good luck.
Yeah, thanks for the interest. Appreciate it.
Keep up with us. Let us know how you're doing, and give us a report, and then when you get back, too, okay?
Well, I'd love to. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, pal. Mike Daly, Fowlerville High School Robotics. Isn't that amazing? 1320 WILS, Mike Austin here. We're going to do some groovy news. You didn't think I wasn't going to play Mr. Roboto, did you? 1320 WILS, Mike Austin, your morning wake up. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Dream who I am. Secret, secret, I can't. got a secret machine on my back. Secret, secret, I got a secret with Pudge's name.